BHN.com. Time now to check in with Pure Michigan. On the line, Nick Nurbin, Media Digital Industry Relations Director for Travel Michigan. Welcome to the WGHN Airwaves. How are you this morning, Nick?
Wonderful, Marilyn. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. Exactly what do you do for Travel Michigan? I know that you're the Media Digital and Industry Relations Director. What does that mean to the audience?
Yeah, it's kind of a long title, isn't it? But one of the things that we do, in addition to working with our great travel and tourism partners around the state to make sure that everyone in Michigan and outside of Michigan is aware of what they're doing, we work proactively to talk to folks around the country and around the world about travel opportunities in Michigan. So we may do that with videos or social media. We might do that with things with newspapers, television, radio, all kinds of media in other states and countries. But we just try to get the word out about the great things happening here in Michigan.
I love that. What do people, you know, across the pond have to say about us? What do Europeans think about the state?
Well, people love Michigan. A lot of people are very surprised when they come to the state because, first of all, they may not understand that the Great Lakes are not a lake. They are a large body of water, and they look like the ocean to them. And a lot of folks that come over from Europe and see the Great Lakes are very surprised to see the scale, and also that we've got beautiful beaches and there are people surfing and things like that. And also, I think they come over for seasons like the fall color season here, and they're really pleasantly surprised. I've happened to be one time in downtown Traverse City, and there was a group of folks from Japan standing there, and only one spoke English, and they explained, like, we just can't believe this. This is so different than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So people from around the world really do love visiting Michigan, not just for our cities and culture, but also to see the natural beauty.
Yeah, that's a fact. I just love that. And I met a lot of people, I met people from Canada during the Coast Guard Festival, Coast Guard City USA here in Grand Haven. I met a lot of people from the other side of the state, which was really cool because that's where I grew up. And so I said to them, what do you think about this lake? I'm standing on the beach, right? I'm barefoot. I'm like, what do you think about this lake? And they're like, well, we can't see the other side. And I'm like, well, no, you can't. It's Lake Michigan. And even people from the other side of the state, when they come here to Michigan's, you know, west coast, they're pretty blown away with the lake. You know, it's almost like an ocean to them. It's actually really cool. I love that. I really do. I love going to the beach and meeting new people or just, you know, even just walking downtown in Grand Haven. There's always somebody from out of town. You just have to speak up and just kind of open your eyes and ears. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that's the thing. A lot of folks here in our own state, sometimes I would encourage them to get out and try something new. That's something I've done for many years is, like, if I'm driving somewhere, I'll take one way there and another way back so I can just see as many different things as possible. But, yeah, the waterfront communities we have from Grand Haven all the way down to New Buffalo and all the way up to Traverse City on the lower peninsula in West Michigan, we've got so many incredible waterfront communities. And it might be something like a fall getaway over to Pentwater, or you may drive down to Saugatuck for lunch. You know, something like that. Let's get out and explore these waterfront communities and find something new that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. I agree, especially with the fall fast approaching, although not today.
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday. Unbelievable. Yeah, I left my house in Grand Rapids this morning. It was 84, and the air was just so thick. I was like, oh, my gosh. What do you think about this? A bill's being introduced in the legislature to restart Michigan's TV and film incentives.
Yeah, I think we'll follow the lead of our partners in the legislature, but that film production is something that does happen in Michigan, and then there's a great opportunity there to highlight the great locations in Michigan. If you remember, you know, there were a period where, like, Spider-Man and Transformers, and a number of large-scale productions happened, and Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood, and many others. So Michigan is a great backdrop for the film industry. It can be many places. There have been scenes in films that have been New York City that were filmed in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And also there have been scenes that are supposed to be the West Coast, like California and Oregon,
right,
that were filmed here in Michigan also. So Michigan can be a great backdrop and location for film production. So we'll stay tuned on how things progress.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that make documentaries and whatnot, and I know that that definitely piqued their interest here. You know, it's funny how you talked about, like, doing things that you've never done before. And I'm a Metro Detroit girl. I was born in the city of Detroit. I've never been to the Motown Museum. It's terrible. I know. I've never been there. And I was just thinking about it, the Motown Museum. I wish that it was, I wish more people would check it out. I believe that they're going to expand that. Is that correct? Am I correct on that? They broke new ground?
Yeah, the museum is in the midst of like a $50 million transformation. Mm-hmm. This is not just a, we're going to build a new exhibit or something like that. They are really making this into a true destination. And it is something that I think everyone should experience. There's so much history there. As far as we're talking about some of the origins of rock and roll music.
Yeah, I know.
Happened in Detroit. And, you know, some of those names that you talk about, from Stevie Wonder to the Supremes to so many others, got their start in Detroit. And mm-hmm. those songs were recorded in Detroit. And so the new Motown Museum, quote unquote, will have performance space, will have all kinds of other things in addition to the classic locations where some of this music was created. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So they can host events and do large-scale things to really celebrate that musical history in Detroit.
I'm happy to hear that, because I know when a lot of bands come to town, okay, even somebody like mm-hmm. Mick Jagger, you know, they come, the Rolling Stones come to Detroit, they go to the Motown Museum if they've never been there before. It happens all the time when bands are in town. So, you know, this expansion is going to be great. They're going to have an expanded retail experience, a professional recording studio, and a casual style cafe and whatnot. It's mm-hmm. about time. It really is about time that an expansion happens with the Motown Museum, because, yeah, everything kind of started there, the origins of rock and roll in Motown. What is on your agenda for Labor Day? How does a travel guy spend Labor Day?
Well, Labor Day in northern Michigan, it's kind of that last-minute panic for some of us. You know, like, I love to swim in the Great Lake, and I love to do it as often as I can, you know, during that window of time when the water is, quote-unquote, warm. It's not ever truly warm in some places, but I love to get out and go to the beach and try to get into the water when I can. The Labor Day Bridge Walk, of course, we have, happens every year up on Mackinac, from Mackinac City to San Ignacio and vice versa. So that's always an opportunity to get out and see some things. But on my agenda will be getting to the lake, you know, taking a couple of swims, enjoying some time outside.
Yeah, you betcha. There's nothing like swimming in the lake. I tell you, there really isn't. Thank you so much for checking in, and it was great to have you on the WGHN airwaves as well. And congrats to Dave Lorenz and that award that he won. I'm trying to find the story here on WGHN. Do you get to see Dave quite often, or?
Oh yeah, we worked together quite a bit, and I was down with Dave at the conference where he was awarded that great honor of National Tourism Director of the Year. So it's a big honor for Dave, but he's always quick to point out that it's a reflection of the work of our team and our statewide partners all over the state who help us make Pure Michigan a great place to visit and live.
Well said. Have a great day. Thanks for checking in.